A Christian is not perfect. He is forgiven. A compilation.
Some people seem to think that everyone is either good or bad. But the fact of the matter is that when it comes to our righteousness, there's no such thing as good. We're all lacking. Nobody is all bad. And nobody is perfectly clean and white except by faith in the blood of Christ. Only Jesus is perfect and able to help us, which is why he had to come. Nobody is ever good enough. We're all fallible. We all make mistakes. We all commit sins. And it's only by the grace of God that we are saved. It's only his love and mercy and grace and his sacrifice on Calvary that saves us. Nothing else. Nothing. Thank God. Salvation doesn't depend on how good we've been, or even how good we are now. It only depends on our faith in the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. In spite of all our sins and shortcomings, failures, mistakes, and unsaintliness, God still loves us and forgives us. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. David Brant Berg. The word forgive means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel a debt. When we wrong someone, we seek their forgiveness in order for the relationship to be restored. Forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. No one deserves to be forgiven. Forgiveness is an act of love, mercy, and grace. Forgiveness is a decision to not hold something against another person, despite what they have done to you. The Bible tells us that we are all in need of forgiveness from God. Do you want to have your sins forgiven? Do you have a nagging feeling of guilt that you can't seem to get to go away? Forgiveness of your sins is available if you will place your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. John 3:16-17 contains this wonderful message. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Forgiveness. Is it really that easy? Yes, it is that easy. You can't earn forgiveness from God. You can't pay for your forgiveness from God. You can only receive it by faith through the grace and mercy of God. GotQuestions.org. Think of Christians who question their salvation as they struggle with sin. In those times, they easily can turn inward. Have I done enough to please God? Perhaps if I serve more at church, he will accept me. I need to stop sinning in order to be accepted by him. They may never say these words out loud. After all, they wouldn't want anyone to think they were weak in faith, or even worse, an unbeliever. But their knee-jerk reaction to turn inward reveals a deeper underlying issue. They need to turn outward toward the objective realities of the gospel. They need to trust in Jesus Christ, their righteousness. They need to rest not only in mind and mouth, but in heart and life. In the word of surest consolation, word all sorrow to relieve, word of pardon, peace, salvation, Jesus sinners doth receive. David Briones. Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Because of Jesus Christ's sacrificial death on the cross on our behalf, God freely offers us forgiveness. There's no righteous deed we can do that will earn us a place in heaven. We come to Christ empty-handed. We can take no credit for salvation. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. This gift cannot be worked for, earned, or achieved. It's dependent solely on Christ's generous sacrifice on our behalf. You are made for a person and a place. Jesus is the person, and heaven is the place. They are a package. They come together. You cannot get heaven without Jesus, or Jesus without heaven. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. For all eternity, you'll be glad you did. If you understand what God has done to make forgiveness and eternal life possible for you, you may want to express it in words like these. Dear Lord, I confess that I do not measure up to your perfect standard. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sins. I now place my trust in him as my Savior. Thank you for your forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. Randy Alcorn. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Before time began, I knew you. For years you swam around in a sea of meaninglessness, searching for love, hoping for love. All that time I was pursuing you, aching to embrace you in my compassionate arms. When the time was right, I revealed myself to you. I lifted you out of that sea of despair and set you down on a firm foundation. Sometimes you felt naked, exposed to the revealing light of my presence. I wrapped an ermine robe around you, my robe of righteousness. I sang you a love song whose beginning and end are veiled in eternity. I infused meaning into your mind and harmony into your heart. You are complete in me. All you need for salvation and your spiritual growth is found in me. Through my divine power, you have everything necessary to persevere in the eternal life I have given you. I also give you intimate knowledge of me. I invite you to open up and share with me at the deepest levels, both your struggles and your delights. Find rest in my finished work on the cross and rejoice that you are eternally secure in me. Enjoy rich soul satisfaction through knowing me, your loving Saviour and forever friend, Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.